Some bits, yeah, some bits no. 90 minutes for a few or there or thereabouts, which is important because we've got to start building that up. We'll get some different players getting 90 minutes on Tuesday. Rest of them, little increase, 60 minutes, that's what it's all about. And also trying to get across how we want to play, important parts of how we want this team to look.
Was it a bit sluggish at the start? Is that the bit that you were disappointed?
Yeah, it was like I hate pre-season games. They look like that generally. So, yeah, which is nothing like what a league game's going to be. So what would we have got out of that if the game had carried on like that? 90 minutes, fitness, that's it. So, but we don't want to play that way, so it's important that if it's us that has to inject the tempo, even if it's giving the ball away and sprinting to win it back, and we want that energy in the performance. So, yeah, from that aspect, it was chalk and cheese first half, second half.
You got some energy from some of the replacements as well, who presumably are the ones that are going to be playing.
Yeah, some of them, yeah.
Tuesday.
Yeah, Darrell, Flo, Ollie and the like will get more game time than on Tuesday at Carlisle, yeah.
Was Noah here again today? Paul, does he play Tuesday?
Offie.
Yeah.
He was here, he was training, yeah, so he's not done as much as the other boys because him and Vicky obviously got extra time off with the internationals, so he'll be back in yet, and we need to start getting him game time as before the League Cup games.
Vicky get fed in as well?
Vicky's injured, he's returned injured, so for me, in my mind, he's some way off because we've got to get him fit, but then he's got to do the work that the players have missed, the pre-season work, so in my mind, he's some way off. I don't know, just when he's fit, he's got to do all the work, that's it. So, like I say, if I'm not considering him because he's not even training with us yet. When he is training with us, then he's got to do all the work that the boys have been doing, so it'll be a while.
Obviously, big things happening off the field this week at the club, but from your perspective, dealing with the players, it's just a case of keeping it business as usual for them.
Yeah, nothing is changing, nothing will change. There's certainly excitement, and I've said before, I think the timing of it's excellent. You know, we've big change around in personnel. It's like a fresh start for everyone. So why not sell the club at the same time and have a proper fresh start? but it is because we've got, you know, Max is coming on loan. But apart from that, they're all our players, long-term contracts. It feels like the start of something. Not starting again and taking two steps back, but the start of something new where we can set sort of bigger goals, longer term for players. And that's different to when I first came in last year in February when we had six loans, lots of contracts up. You couldn't really push beyond the next game. Whereas now it's a start and we want to window by window, season by season, try and improve.
Paul, what did you make of Joe Newell today? He seemed quite lively and, you know, he's going to get the fans off the seats, I think.
Yeah, Joe's lively. He's got great left foot, as you've seen. So you've seen his left foot delivery. We've obviously had Stephen Marlon, Fraser, Scotty Allen, people that can deliver right foot, but we've got good balance now with the left foot delivery. He can make things happen final third. We'll keep pushing him to get better and play with real energy in his game because we want players like that in his team. That's why we signed him.
Is the squad more or less done, Paul? Or you still got one or two?
No, we're still weak in certain positions, yes. So I still want to get players in, yeah.
Do you see that being sooner rather than later, or will it take up until the end of the window? Or?
Oh, no, well, I'd be disappointed if it did, yeah. I'd be disappointed if it took that long. Right?
Great.
Cool, thanks guys.
Thank you.